Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
The New York Times has a big story today. The University of Chicago has built a brand around the idea that its students should be unafraid to encounter ideas or opinions they disagree with. To drum that in, the school provides incoming students with copies of its 2014 free speech declaration known as the Chicago Statement, which states that freedom of expression is an essential element of its culture, and the university has long adhered to a policy of institutional neutrality, which strongly discourages it from divesting from companies for political reasons or from making statements aligning with social causes. The University of Chicago is famously neutral. Other universities hold them up as the gold standard of how to handle protest or unrest on a campus. That is, don't take a side and grant them as much leeway as you can in the name of free speech. Allow them to make their statements. So when the students then started to camp out on the campus, the university allowed dozens of tents to stay up, even though that was a violation of the policy against erecting structures in public places. But they said, okay, but these are tense times, and so let's give it a moment. But then they said that as of today, I believe, those structures, those tents needed to be removed because you have free speech, but this is also a violation. This is a tough one to score, isn't it? Because if you said, okay, what was it like on the campuses across the country when the civil rights movement was taking place? It was pretty easy, especially in hindsight now, to discern who was right and who was wrong. You could have said that about apartheid, but in the case of this protest, it seems like both sides say the Jews or the Palestinians are aggressors and both sides are victims. Or at least it's painted that way. So when there is a demand for action, what's the appropriate reaction from, say, the school, to say nothing of the U.S. government? Dr. Iman Abdelhadi is an assistant professor of comparative human development at the University of Chicago, a sociologist studying gender, religion, migration, and Muslims in the U.S. Dr. Abdelhadi, thanks for joining us on WGN.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Can you just tell me what you're seeing or what role you've played in the protests going on at the U of C? What's going on over there right now?
Well, this is absolutely a student-led action. And I, as a faculty member, along with a lot of other faculty and staff, have just been playing support and advisory roles. Including yesterday, I was asked to be one of the faculty advisors in negotiation with the administration before the negotiations were suspended.
So take me in that room, if you could. What is that like? Who says what?
Well, I can't get into too many details because of the because both sides agreed to some confidentiality around the deal that was on offer. But there was a lot of tension in the room. I mean, the students were in negotiation with the administration for many, many hours the day before. And the students basically just want the points that have already been agreed upon by the administration to have oversight by the community and to be directed at the people most affected by this conflict. So that's those were the sticking points. The university was not amenable to these changes, these measures of accountability, I would call them. And after, a 2-hour sort of negotiation, the talks were abruptly suspended.
So the students are still then on the campus quad or on the lawn there?
Correct. So yesterday, the university, as a precondition for negotiation, the students had asked for a leeway period before any police raids. The university yesterday said that they would have 12 hours from noon, just as the last negotiation session began at
right.
noon. The students are not going anywhere, but that there was no raid last night.
Right. We're 11 hours into the deadline now, and or past the deadline. And so perhaps some action will take place today. And I assume if it's like other campuses, it might mean campus police or the police physically removing them. Do you expect that's what's going to happen, Doctor?
It is certainly likely. We hope that doesn't happen. As faculty and staff, we've been advocating for the university to return to the negotiation table, to work this out with the students. We don't want to see our students brutalized. We don't want to see them arrested. We've seen some harrowing footage of police interventions on university campuses across the country. We certainly don't want that to be the case here.
It said in the New York Times, students say they will stay on the quad until their demands are met, and then they list them, pulling out of investments that fund military operations in Israel, stating that a genocide and scholasticide, the destruction of Palestinian universities, are taking place in Gaza. They want the University of Chicago to say that what's happening is not only killing people, but killing education. Disbanding the campus police and one other, ending construction of new buildings in the surrounding neighborhood as a way to stop gentrification. It sounds like they've lobbed, they've put the ending of gentrification in the neighborhood onto their demands. Is that true?
Yeah, I think the students correctly see that the same logics of displacement that are playing out in Palestine are actually not that far from the logics of displacement that we see here on the south side, where some lives and matter more than others. And so the students understand the university to be participating in unjust structures, not just in its relationship with Israel and Israeli institutions and weapons manufacturers, but also in its relationship to its own neighboring community. They don't see these as two separate things, and I think they're correct to see them that
I guess
way.
I could see the similarity there, but that does complicate things, right? I mean, I think all of us were thinking this is what's going on in Gaza, and now they're saying, but on the south side of Chicago, we don't want you building any more buildings. Well, that is a different thing, isn't it?
I mean, to a certain degree, but, you know, I think, again, I can't get into the details of the negotiation, but I think it's, you know, I think negotiations are fundamentally compromises, and the students, you know, enter these negotiations in good faith, knowing that they wouldn't necessarily get all of their demands. So, but I think that the students understand the symbolic importance of this moment. And so these demands reflect that. They reflect a deep understanding that the struggles of Palestinians are intertwined with the struggles of the most marginalized in our own society.
We're talking to Dr. Iman Abdelhadi, who is an assistant professor of comparative human development at the University of Chicago, a sociologist who studies, among other things, Muslims in the U.S. The university, though, also has a policy that is agnostic on social issues, right? They don't take a stand or side with one side or the other. Should the students have known that? I mean, aren't they asking the university to compromise its policy?
So the university has a stated policy of neutrality, but it's broken that policy many times. Let me give you an example. When the Ukraine invasion happened, the university was quite open in its support for Ukrainians. And I think, again, rightly so, right? With support for Ukrainian students, those affected by the invasion. It dedicated money to scholar, you know, to helping Ukrainian scholars. The university suspended its ties with the Confucius Institute in 2014 over concerns about the authoritarian regime in China. Again, rightfully so. You know, the university and the university has done sort of pro-Israel things. So while telling us that it was neutral, President Ali Vesatos invited the consul general of Israel onto campus and had a photo opportunity with him, had extensive meetings with him without doing anything similar for Palestinian students. So I think the students rightly perceive that this policy is a facade. This policy is not actually one that the university has deployed. It only follows it strategically in cases that it doesn't want to comment on.
I guess part of the complication for the Palestinians is that some of the statements that are being made aren't just let's not build buildings on the south side, let's not, there are pro-Hamas statements or anti-Semitic statements that are popping up at some of these protests. And
I disagree. I've been at the encampment every day.
I didn't
much
say
for
that
the
about the University of Chicago, though.
Yeah.
But I, but you, to your witness is that there is none of that there. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and in fact, there's an enormous Jewish contingent at the encampment. There have been seders at the encampment. There's been Shabbat dinner at the encampment. There have been religious ceremonies. There's a UChicago Jews for Palestine group that has been very active. So I have not seen any signs of anti-Semitism. I think the problem with a lot of the accusations of anti-Semitism is that pro-Israel folks have roped in all criticism of Israel as anti-Semitic, and unfortunately, that really deludes any actual attempt to understand anti-Semitism, which is very real. But present in the world. But I think that many of the accusations of anti-Semitism at these encampments are actually just criticism of Israel, and every encampment has had a large Jewish contingent that I've seen.
Dr. Iman Abdel Hadi, I really appreciate your time today. This has been very helpful. Maybe we can connect with you again later this week, particularly as we see events unfold, possibly today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, I would be happy. Thank you so much for having me.